Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan, along with my favorite person and Bible teacher, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, my love, and shalom to all the listeners. Much to talk about tonight, and we will be in Judges chapter 10 later. But first, let us give thanks unto the Lord.
Abba, Father, we do give you much thanks, for you are just and mighty, full of grace and mercy, and even when we're in a valley of trials, you lift our spirits high to meet you on your mountain. We offer up to you the prayers of the saints listening right now, knowing you hear us. And even if your answer comes later, we will continue in the truth that sets us free from all burdens, knowing we are in your arms, like your footprints in the sand. May tonight's study bless you as we continue to pray for the salvation of all our loved ones. We ask in Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen.
All right, update on Israel.
Well, last Friday, the Houthis from Yemen were able to strike using an explosive drone at a Tel Aviv apartment, killing an Israeli man and injuring several others. And this was the first time for the Houthis to reach that far without Israel's air defense taking it out, and also the first time an Israeli was killed by the Houthis. In response, Israel on Saturday showed they too can reach Yemen with massive airstrikes, like 200 rockets, hitting their infrastructure and their major port, where Iran transports deadly weapons into Yemen.
Israel is also sending a message to Iran that distance is not a problem.
That's right. However, this is yet another front for Israel to contend with, and retaliation is expected, but at least Hamas in Gaza has been extremely weakened.
But, you know, Hezbollah, not too much.
All right. Who continue, by the way, to strike Israel's north almost daily.
And Bibi's in Washington this week.
Oh, he is. And is supposed to meet with Biden on Thursday, who, as you know, has withdrawn from the race. And depending on his COVID test, we'll decide for sure. But yesterday it was still positive. I didn't hear what it was today.
So Kamala is the nominee.
And by the way, is much more left than Joe.
Yep.
But besides snubbing Bibi on the tarmac this morning, he is definitely speaking to Congress tomorrow.
I read where about 100 Dems won't show up.
That's really disturbing. There are those who say since Biden's not able to stay in the race, he's not able to stay in office for another 5 months either. But Kamala will not invoke the 25th Amendment, who, by the way, is the only one who can, along with half his cabinet. And she, as well as others, are now showing Joe a lot of love and praise.
You know, it's disgusting, really.
Yes. Actually, if Joe resigned totally and Kamala was president, she could do something really wild to further help cement her winning the election in November. But I'm scared to think what that might be.
But every day is a new day.
Yes, and things are moving rapidly. And praise the Lord, God is still controlling it all to fulfill his word. And it's been 10 days now since Trump was shot, and yesterday Congress drilled the Secret Service Director, Ms. Cheadle, who was a farce, having little answers, and did finally resign this morning under a lot of pressure. But I got to say, Donald Trump, as most of us, had to know something like that was bound to happen. After all, the deep state tried their best to destroy him from the day he came down the escalator.
As in the fake steel dossier.
And they attempted to impeach him twice. They tried him for treason, fraud, tax evasion, harboring classified documents, even bad bookkeeping.
And now he was almost assassinated at an unsecured rally.
Except for Trump's personal details, Secret Service certainly didn't care to protect him, allowing a shooter on a close roof, which is becoming more obvious every day. And this Cheetah lady supposedly was a close friend to the Bidens who had endorsed her hiring.
Well, you know, Trump is a multi-billionaire.
Well, yeah, right. So you would think he would vet his own Secret Service protection. They gave more than enough protection, though, that same day to Dr. Jill, speaking just across town in Pittsburgh. But here's a big point. Any president or former president would definitely have security cameras set up and recording 24/7 before, during, and after any major event.
Yeah, simple common sense and protocol.
So where is that footage?
There isn't any.
Mm-hmm. Except a cell phone and a couple of pictures. We should be able to see this probable patsy walking around with the so-called ladder, who might have someone talked to him or even helped him. Top it all off, the sheriff's office has confirmed that not even one officer on duty at this rally was wearing a chest camera. And none of the officers who did take pictures of the shooter never shot a video, not before or during.
How convenient.
Many smell a rat, and it makes me wonder that maybe the Secret Service inside the building that Crook stood upon might have let him go up to the roof from inside the building.
Through some maintenance hatch or something?
Maybe. That's why the FBI perhaps will not let anyone, including the press, on those grounds even still. And that is why there is no security footage being released to the press, if there is any. Think about that for a few minutes.
There's an obvious cover-up going on.
We'll probably never know the truth.
Mm-mm.
And, of course, right after the shooting, the Biden regime hopped on the press network to shout how Americans need to turn in all automatic weapons, you know, assault rifles. So if the Marxists were able to steal the election in November again, they won't have to fight off so many patriots.
Yeah, you know, they do want our guns.
Again, it doesn't matter which Dem is running for president. The left have the same agenda. Just the progressives are more vocal about it.
Okay, you can send your end-time questions by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006 or by regular mail, Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio. Your love, 44021. Your love offerings are greatly appreciated, which will automatically add you to our mailing list, our prophecy updates, and biblical teachings. Please consider any love gift, which you can also make on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where our radio and teaching newsletters are also archived for your convenience. Okay, let's do some Bible study.
Oh, yes, a much better place to be. Okay, so we talk a lot about typology or pictures of learning, and another way to dig for gold nuggets is by researching the actual Hebrew meanings of words, particularly one's name, and then connecting the dots. You know, like your name is Daniel.
I know that means God is my judge.
And Sheila is the same root word for Shiloh and means to rescue. So let's begin tonight by reading an easily passed over scripture, and then we'll discuss it in fully there, and that's Judges 10, verses 1 and 2.
After Abimelech, there arose to save Israel Tola, the son of Pua, the son of Dodo, the son of Issachar, and he dwelt in Shamir, in the mountains of Ephraim. He judged Israel 23 years, and he died, and was buried in Shamir.
So, what is all that? There's no more information given here, and when that happens, God is usually giving us a clue to dig deeper. So let's do that. It says that Tola arose to save Israel, was the son of Pua, and was the son of Dodo from the tribe of Issachar. So let's first look at Issachar's descriptive prophetic blessing from his father Jacob in Genesis 49, verses 14 and 15.
Issachar is a strong donkey, lying down between two burdens,
as in heavy saddlebags.
He saw that rest was good, and that the land was pleasant. He bowed his shoulders to bear a burden, and became a band of slaves.
So Issachar was a willing burden carrier, as is Jesus, who bowed his shoulder to carry the cross. Tola died and was buried in Shamir.
Shamir means a pricking thorn.
Yes, and Jesus died with thorns on his head. Tola judged for 23 years.
The 23rd Psalm came to my mind when I read that.
Well, that would make sense. Mm-hmm. Because the number 23 actually is somewhat unique. And I'll give you some examples. The earth's axis is tilted approximately 23 degrees. And human DNA consists of 23 pairs of chromosomes. And the average human heart beats approximately 23 times per minute while at rest. And I know as a radiographer that our spine has 23 vertebrae with 23 joints in each hand.
Oh, you know what else? Michael Jordan wore the number 23. Ha ha.
Really, Dan? Okay, let's move on. And look at the personal names. Tola's father's name was Pua, which means brilliant, and even his grandfather's name, Dodo, means loving one.
But Tola means worm.
Yeah. Number 8438, if you want to look it up. But is anything ringing a bell yet?
Oh, yes. Psalm 22.
Right. The very famous psalm where Jesus prophesied through David, I am but a worm, or a tola, a man of reproach, despised, and ridiculed.
So, tola comes from the brilliant, loving one.
And we're not done yet.
The worm has a special attribute.
It sure does. You see, tola produces that particular scarlet-colored dye to make the deep red color in the curtains of the tabernacle and around the breastplate. And, by the way, a certain snail makes the color blue in the high priest's garment that stopped coming to shore after Christ died, but has now come back in our generation. Another big clue, we are that last generation before Christ's return.
Amen to that.
Now listen to this. This particular tola worm comes and attaches itself to a tree and lays its eggs and then dies. But the tola's body stays there until the larvae hatch. Then all the larvae eat the body, turning red while still on the tree. After 3 days, they come off the tree, but now they have turned white. And on it goes.
Wow, you know, that is truly amazing.
It really is. And the Bible is full of these things. And again, any Christian can be privy to this if you just dig a little. And I pray you all do.
Yeah, dig, dig, dig for that treasure.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So again, we have the brilliant, loving one of a righteous family who left his home to come to another place to defend us, dies, and leaves his blood on the wood to make us righteous. For when we eat his body, we are covered with his blood and become white as snow. Let's finish this segment by reading Isaiah 1:18.
Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool.
Be sure to share your treasures with others. And by the way, send them to us too so we can share it with you all. All right, so the Holy Spirit put in my mind to go over some of the gold nuggets for us to use when witnessing to someone who does not believe the Bible is truth from God, rather written by mere man. And there are three ways to do that. Number one, of course, is prophecy. Hundreds of things written about before they happened. Just pick a couple of them, memorize them, and use them.
And also archaeology.
Yeah. Numerous findings support the Bible, like when they found that snake fossil having legs, which apparently they did at one time before Genesis 3:14.
when the serpent was cursed to crawl on his belly.
Yes, and there is much evidence of people and places written about in Scripture, along with literally hundreds of objects, inscriptions, and biblical sites that confirm the accuracy of biblical statements and the authority of the Word of God. Another example is in northern Israel. They found a fragment of a stone inscription that clearly refers to the house of David.
And identifies David as the king of Israel.
Yes. And a stone inscription from Egypt confirms that Israel was established as a nation in Canaan centuries before the reign of King David, just as the Bible claims.
You know, and a lot of science and medical confirmation.
Oh, for sure. Things written before that particular knowledge was ever evident. There are actually thousands of scientific statements in the Bible, and never has even one of them been disproved. An example is Genesis 2, verse 7. Moses writes that God formed man from the dust of the earth. Well, we now know, since NASA did an analysis of the human body, that the same elements that are in the ground match the elements that are in us. You know, King David, approximately 1,000 years before Christ, in Psalm 8, verse 8, refers to the fish of the sea and how they pass through the paths of the seas. We did not always know that huge currents run the deep rivers far beneath the surface of the oceans, that actually they run opposite, one above the other. And, of course, this provides warmth to the north of the earth and is essential to refreshing the otherwise stagnant waters, constituting an essential part of the life system of our planet.
He could not have known that, but forgot.
So, use Psalm 8, verse 8, when needed. And memorize it. Keep it in your head. Now, here's another one, and this is pretty easy to remember. God told Moses, as he wrote in Leviticus 12, and we've talked about this many times, to circumcise all males on the eighth day after birth. They didn't know that vitamin K would help stop the bleeding on the eighth day, and only on the eighth day, for that is when this clotting vitamin is at its peak.
Yeah, Jewish people still wait till the eighth day.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
The Orthodox, definitely. But we just give them a shot in the hospital. But again, remember that when witnessing, it's important to have these things in your mind. Practice it. You never know when someone will come along that needs to hear it. And by the way, again, Moses could not have known this if it wasn't for God telling him.
He also told his people to clean their pottery under running water.
Yes, running water. And that's in Leviticus 6. But did they know it would rid the pottery of bacteria better than in still water as in a bucket? Could they even know that microscopic bacteria, what it was?
I think not.
As well, he told them to dispose of all cracked pottery, even if it was just a small crack. Do they know germs can hide inside these cracks?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. And he gave them strict quarantine laws in Numbers 12 to stop the spread of disease,
especially leprosy,
and to wash with the ashes of the red heifer mixed into the water, as recorded in Numbers 19. Not only was the red heifer a typology of their Messiah coming to wash their sins away, the ashes we now know also contain the disinfectant we call lye, which is L-Y-E. Very strong disinfectant, by the way. And the red heifers, they actually stopped being born anywhere when Christ died. And now they're back too.
They need the ashes for the temple utensils,
which they are ready to build again. They've been ready for a while.
And you have some more from Job, I think.
I do. Chapter 38, verse 16. In fact, honey, could you read that, what God asked Job?
Have you entered the springs of the sea, or have you walked in search of the depths?
We didn't know that until Jacques Cousteau. But it was written in Scripture thousands of years ago that there are indeed deep springs coming up from the bottom of the sea. Wow. And let's read verse 30.
The waters harden like stone, and the surface is frozen.
That's God describing ice caps and maybe Antarctica.
And Job lived in the desert.
Right. So how could he know that but for God? And one more in verse 22.
Have you entered the treasury of snow, or have you seen the treasury of hail?
So there's a storehouse for hail? I bet they're pretty big balls of hail, because we read in Revelation 16:21 that in the tribulation, as part of the judgment, it says there will be
great hail from heaven fell upon the earth, each hailstone about the weight of a talent. Men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, since that plague was exceedingly great.
Okay, so a talent is about 100 pounds. Can you believe that?
Big hail.
So, saints of God, again, memorize just a few of these affirmations. Keep them in your heart, and God will use them, because he knows when you are prepared. And that means you're prepared to crush the enemy with your swift sword. Many of the lost disregard the gospel if they think the word just isn't true. So always start there. Ask them, do you believe that God's word is true? Get that going first. And I pray you enjoy these gold nuggets and going a little deeper in the word, because he really does want us to. And I know that you know that. And we are fortunate to live in such a time as this, where you can re-listen to this program or any program over and over until it sits well with you. So let me ask, is Yeshua Lord over your life? You know, Luke 21 says that you can escape what's coming, a horrendous judgment, with just a simple prayer. Just admit you are a sinner. Repent and invite him into your spirit, your innermost being. Then let him have dominance over you instead of the God of this world. And it's always good to get in a humbling position. Be sure to kneel, like maybe next to your bed, and just talk to him. Because if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then I can tell you who is. It is Satan. There just is no in-between. There's no gray. It's either black or it's white. Those who are lukewarm Christians, right now, get your act together. I've always said, tithing your time in God's word is a good start. Because the more word you get into your spirit, the more discernment you're going to have. And deception is a big sign that we're close. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 622. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. You know that lasting shalom. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, you're going to prosper in a lot of different ways. Memorize Psalm 122, verse 6. Till next time, Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.